Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to Hive Mind. I am Meg. I am here with Emily. Hey, Emily.
Hi, Meg. Hi, how are we?
We're great. Could be better, though, after watching night two of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City reunion. Never need to hear Linda's name again, IMO.
I would pay upwards of $20 to never see Linda. If someone said, if you put this $20 down the toilet, you'll never have to see Linda again, I'd do it.
And then if you put in another $20, you never have to see a single tweet from LD Millionaire ever again.
I would say, worth it.
LD Millionaire. LD. What does that mean?
I don't know. She's unhinged. I think that's putting it nicely. I just, before we recorded, I said to Meg, I have to say something. And I'm like, hold on. What I was going to say is, I know people get a little down when we get so like negative about the show. We have gotten feedback before of like, it's not that fun to listen to you when you hate everything. And it's like, that's fair. This happens every reunion, though. I think they just make them too long. And at one point, everyone gets very unlikable because it's just too much of the same thing. Not Meredith, though. She's saying nothing. This is, I will say, up to now, this is Heather's best reunion. Heather usually crumbles under the pressure of the reunion, and Heather's having a good reunion.
Having a good reunion. Remember how hot she came in off on the first reunion?
Oh my gosh. So like her face was just red the whole time.
Remember Lisa storming away crying? Wow, they really have come a long way.
Bad weather. I know. That's why I root for Fruit Leather. I do have a sinking suspicion. I will detest Heather after next week. And it's all because of, why were you protecting Jen Shaw? Why? Tell me why. And okay, if you didn't watch it, highly suggest the Watch What Happens Live that came on after the reunion had Jeff Lewis, who is absolutely the title belt champion of truth drops. That man doesn't care if you agree or disagree with him. He's going to tell you how he feels. And Jeff Lewis spoke for me like 9 times last night. I was like, amens, amen. Like, he said so many things. And one of them was, why did she protect Jen Shaw then? And Andy said, she will talk about that next episode. Jen, she gets into all of that. Heather does.
Yeah, I guess that's my frustration with this hour. It was unnecessary. It felt like a lull. And we're still spending time on plot points that literally nobody cares about anymore, because we had the most dramatic Housewives finale in Bravo history. Like, just get to the goods, you know? It's like going to, I don't know, it's like going to an MGMT concert and instead of playing like Kids, they play some new stuff and you're like, why are you doing this?
What? Sorry, why MGMT?
I don't know, it was the first band I thought of. But can you imagine going to an MGMT concert and they're like, here's some new 2024 stuff?
No, I can't imagine going to an MGMT concert, boomer. But so let's stop there. I can't imagine. But the other thing is too, they try to do this. They have tried to in the past where it's like, oh, you guys all feel a certain way about Monica? Well, listen how terrible her mom is. And I'm like, listen, two things can be true at once. Monica can be not fun on TV right now, and her mom could suck. Monica's mom could suck, and Monica could have been a better person than she is. Monica's mom could suck, and Monica could be as bad of a person as she is. Like, it doesn't change anything for me, to be honest. It doesn't. Monica is who she is, and she is where she is. Her mom does suck. I cannot state that. I am so proud of myself for not bowing to the comments and saying, I think Monica should have been nicer to her mom. I'm so proud of myself for saying she didn't need to be nice to her mom. Her mom was not nice to her. And I stand
by
that.
I'm also proud of you.
Thank you. The other thing that Jeff Lewis brought up right at the top is he said to Andy Cohen, Andy, that is the most chaotic the most chaotic set you have. It's terrible. It's ugly. Why did it happen? It's the most distracting and chaotic set. And Andy Cohen is like, we have had hundreds of beautiful reunion sets. This is not one of them.
Jeff told Andy, you are giving the gays too much creative freedom. And that really killed me.
It killed me. And it made me trust Andy more. The fact that he admitted, yes, this is a bad set, made me trust him a little bit. Hey, Meg, really quick. Did you know Thurow Bailey's Black and Mormon? Really quick.
There is a moment from last night's reunion that I am still laughing about. And it's when Andy tells the women, we are now bringing out Mary Cosby. And Lisa goes, okay. And you just kind of hear her say it. Okay. Resigned. She like takes a breath in. Okay.
Absolutely resigned to it. I want to make, I'll say this right now. If Lisa makes a shirt that says Thurow Bailey is Black and Mormon, I will buy it. First of all, I love Thurow Bailey. I don't know if you knew this about me.
Have a photo with him, right?
I have a photo with him. I have a t-shirt, a Big T Bailey t-shirt. He's my favorite jazz player, present or past. And he's a very, very nice guy. And I love that he got dragged into probably one of the most complicated conversations they could have had on that show. I loved it. And I really did like Lisa last night, which means, spoiler, I hated Monica because Monica would not quit. She is vicious on a level that is not fun. It's not fun. It's like, I don't know if you remember being in like junior high. I was mean. Big surprise. My friends and I were mean. And as a shock to no one, I was very mean, and there was this other girl we knew named Emily, and my friends and I were relentless about picking on her. And I remember one day, I just realized, like, oh, it's not fun anymore. Like, we've picked on her to the point where it's sad. And
wait, what was wrong with Emily?
Literally nothing.
Okay.
What was wrong with me? I'm a Gemini. I'm a middle child. I have the most common name in the world, and I just needed to feel good about myself.
Sure.
What was wrong with Emily? Nothing. She's a much better adjusted adult than I am. I was the problem. I was the Monica, okay? And I got not fun because I was so mean for so long. It wasn't fun. It wasn't entertaining. And that is what Monica's giving. And then the audacity of Monica to say, Angie, Heather, and Lisa are relentless. I was like, that's not what I've seen. What I've seen is them having some very valid points. And let me give you the blueprint. Heather, Angie, or Lisa have a very valid point. Monica first says, no, no, no. Angie, Heather, or Lisa have evidence. And then Monica goes, yeah, I did that. But so what? Like, that is what happened over and over and over. That is Monica.
Yeah.
Tell me I'm wrong.
No, I don't think she's trying to be likable. I think that ship has sailed, and now she's here to be the villain.
I felt like she was trying to be likable when she's talking about her mom. And this is
like, that's why I'm like, why are we talking about her mom? Like, we've established the roles, you know, and now we're like back to feeling sorry for Monica. Jeff on Watch What Happens Live said, I don't believe a word she says. And that's why I felt so conflicted, because I'm like, yeah, her mom sounds rough, but also, this woman is a compulsive liar. Like, I don't want to sort through those emotions.
I like too when Jeff said, I think something did happen and she created a narrative. I also, though, I don't believe anything Monica says, but I would believe anything of LD. She's a terrible person.
Right. I don't believe either of them.
They're both perpetuating just the most toxic. I don't want to watch this show with them.
No, it's too much of a bummer.
And I'm not saying I don't want to watch Monica. I'll watch Monica next season. I don't want to watch Monica and her mom anymore. I don't want it. It's like when Jen, it's like, I don't feel good. I don't like this. I don't want to watch this. And I think Monica's a bad person. I think the thing about Monica that I keep coming back to, one, she did save the season. Two, I don't disagree about her taking down Jen Shaw. That is like the part of her troll account that I agree with. I think that part of it, I am fine with. So there are parts of Monica I can like jive with. I just wish that she would recognize everyone knows you're lying, so stop pretending like you didn't do it and just say, yeah, I did it. Just if she owned everything immediately, I'd like Monica so much more.
Yeah, I mean, where I am on Monica is she's the villain we need, you know, and she's the villain that saved the show. She's the villain that have given these women the highest points in their career. And she's the villain who has done it without hurting anyone else, unlike Jen Shaw. I don't love that they're trying to get us to feel sorry for her, because that's not what she's there for. That is not what she's there for. And we're smarter than that.
But I don't see it for myself. I think what I want for Monica is peak villain and then goodbye.
Goodbye. Another season, maybe two. See you later. Yeah,
and then I want her to go do other shows where she can be that person.
The Traitors? Are you watching The Traitors?
Oh my gosh, yes. I do love Mercedes. So it's very fun.
Me too. I'm only on episode one, but I'm really into it.
Well, Andy's hosting the reunion. Did you hear? So there were some fun times, you know. There you go. There's some other things. So Monica's not talking to her mom, to which I say, lucky. Wish I was talking to your mom, Monica.
Wait, do you believe that her mom prayed to get on the show?
Here's the issue. I can't believe anything Monica says, and I could believe anything bad about Linda. That's the issue. So
that's the thing. Like, I don't believe Monica, but I do believe her mom could be that bad. I really do.
And that's where we are. And that's where it gets tough. I also, Monica was telling, here's the thing about, this is my feeling about Monica. I want everyone here to know, since last week when I made a pretty bold statement about Monica, I have had two stress nightmares that she sends me a cease and desist. So I'm going to say this with a very clear, how I feel, not a fact, a feeling about Monica is most of the lies she tells have enough truth in them that I do think something like that happened with Linda.
I'm sorry, let's back up. Are you under the impression that you are the only podcaster saying negative things about Monica right now?
I do.
Because let me put your mind at ease. You are not.
No, I'm not. But ever since Angie mentioned the lawsuits, I am like, Monica does seem to love to sue people.
She's litigious, but I don't think she's coming for hive mind. I think we're okay for now.
This thing, if you want to know, I've mentioned this to someone else, a friend of a podcast. Her name is Ricky, and she told me she would start a GoFundMe for me if that happened.
Oh, that, and I bet that our 43 bonus feed subscribers would pitch in.
Wouldn't it be like she got what she deserved?
I just scrape out that month's earnings to help cover your legal fees.
What if I You're fought welcome. It? I fought it all the way to the top.
Took it to the Supreme Court.
I completely forgot about Whitney's dad and his wig.
Oh, why are we doing this? Why are we doing that? Was two seasons ago.
It was two seasons ago. I did think Whitney had some nice growth. She had a good response. I felt like Whitney talking about toxic parents, I was like, yeah, Whitney, I forgot. You have grown. It's fun that Whitney and her mom are friends again. She is very young looking, Whitney's mom. I can see now why she left that dad, and I hope she left him, because her hair is so much better than his wig.
Well, it's a low bar, but yeah.
Okay, so Monica says she threatened to sue Angie, and then she was like, no, I didn't. No, I didn't. And then Angie's like, then Andy goes, no, you did. And she goes, well, yeah, I did. So like we said, Angie's like, you threw a shoe. And Monica's like, no, I didn't. And then they roll the tape. And then she's like, well, yeah, I threw my shoe. So that's what happened with Angie. The moment where Monica, I was dying, because I love that Angie kind of made herself like co-host. Angie became that kid in class when your teacher was out and you had a substitute who was like, he never brings his lunch. Oh, Stuart, he never brings his homework. You got to keep an eye on Morgan. She's always talking. Angie became that person.
Yeah.
And I did enjoy it.
Someone's got to be teacher's pet.
You talking and I'll talk. And then Andy was like, thanks, Angie. And I was like, yeah, okay. I felt like the moment where Monica said, well, Meredith said I could get the house, that was the moment in four seasons that I realized none of these women like each other.
Yeah.
They don't like each other. No. I don't think they genuinely like each other.
They're
think
coworkers.
Yes. And I think sometimes they have a more valuable co-working relationship with one than the other.
Yeah, but if cameras weren't rolling, I don't think they'd spend any time together willingly.
I could see Angie and Lisa might hang out. I mean,
Yeah, okay, yeah.
they're both pillars of the community. This makes sense, you know? Let's talk about my
This
other.
community would crumble if
Yeah.
those two weren't holding it on their backs.
Well, yeah, and Big T Bailey, the between the three of them,
Did
that's the only way Salt Lake is even standing, honestly.
you know he's Black and Mormon?
Is he Black and Mormon? Does Mary know about
Does Mary know?
this? Monica also was like, I'm not always suing people. And then Andy's like, you're suing. Monica says, who am I suing? And Andy goes, Heather, very publicly. And then she said, touchette. And I don't speak French, but what do you think that means?
She said touchette. How
She
did I miss that?
said touchette twice. She said touchette
It's got to be a joke, right?
twice. And one of the women, and I think it was Angie, was like, what does touchette mean? Like called her out, but they just like skimmed over it. Thank heavens I had my subtitles on because the whoever subtitled it spelled it out touchette, like TOO touchette. She said
That
touchette,
is so funny. I
touchette.
did not catch that, but that is,
It was
she, it
so
has to
funny.
be a joke.
No, she was very sincere. I'm going to send you the clip of it.
Oh my gosh, that's
This is
humiliating.
also where Monica, listen, I know we have issues, but I ride for John Barlow. And I do not like Monica's, I did not like Monica's attitude about John Barlow, a man who has, I can guarantee you, done nothing to her. I guarantee you that man, John Barlow, has done nothing to Monica. So why is she coming for him?
I bet if you asked John Barlow, what do you think of Monica, his response would be, who?
When Lisa said John Barlow is not interested in you, I was like, that is such a cool statement because she means in general, he's not interested in you as a human.
You're not on his radar.
He doesn't care. So why are you talking about him? Keep my favorite house husband's name out of your mouth, Monica. Keep him out of your mouth.
Amen.
I didn't like it. And I just want to make that publicly known. Okay. That's it. Monica has a lot of names online.
I get wanting to change your name after you're divorced, but it's like three names is a lot, you know? Like, how can anybody keep track?
Yeah. And it did seem like she was just pulling the thing that killed me is she was like, I didn't just choose it. They all accused me of trying to be more Latina. And I was like, hey, listen, I'm not saying they said that, but that was the opener in your email to casting. You opened by saying, hey, do you know what this show needs? It's a feisty Latina. You did brand yourself as that. So, okay.
So which is it?
I have no issues with that. So why are you so mad, Monica? I loved when they were like, Jen said that. The amount of times I would have said in this reunion, well, Jen said that. I would have said it a million times.
I just hate that Jen is still looming over us, you know? Like, I'm so ready to be done with it.
Yeah, but I would love to blame her for everything.
That's true.
Jen did it. Jen did it. Jeff Lewis thinks that having that many names online feels fraudulent.
It's not wrong.
He's not wrong. Then I don't know what's happening. Lisa had a solid joke about Jack surfing.
No. Not surfing. In Lake Powell on a
Okay.
houseboat,
Well, what
shirtless.
happened is I wrote it down verbatim.
Oh, I see you. She said he was surfing. I see what you're
Okay.
saying.
They were like, Lisa, we heard Jack was spotted in California. And she goes, yeah, he didn't go on his mission. Jack is just surfing. Now, Meg, that's a joke. But Jack sending in a shirtless picture for his visa was not a joke.
There has never been a more perfectly typical Utah moment than Jack Barlow's visa application for his mission getting rejected because he sent in a shirtless photo of him on a houseboat in Lake Powell. That is quintessential to the Draper, Utah teen experience.
Oh, yes. But if you don't know someone that happened to, who are you?
For those who may not live in our state, Lake Powell is where all of the hot people go every summer, and they post a million photos of themselves being hot in Lake Powell every summer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot. I'm not surprised Jack Barlow had a Lake Powell photo.
Yeah. No, that when she clarified he was in Lake Powell. I also love that Lisa was like, well, he's been working out a lot. So you guys, you have to understand, he just wanted to show off that bod.
Who can blame him?
Okay, the visa department, I guess.
I guess.
But listen, Heather, I guess the number one Mormon historian on Heather is the Real Housewives Mormon spokesperson. If there, she has.
Thank goodness, we need one.
Yeah, we definitely need it. She did let us know it's quite common. What's happened with Jack is quite common. Visa issues, they get moved somewhere.
Not to turn myself into the podcast Mormon historian, but it is pretty common. We'd often have like people come over from different countries because they'd have visa issues and they'd like be with us for a while and then they'd go back to Russia and then we'd get another person who would be with us for a while and then they go back to Mongolia. Like, visas are a mess, so it's not a surprise that his was delayed, especially if he sent in a shirtless photo of him in Lake Powell on a houseboat.
He's been working out.
After working out a bunch.
He's been working out. He probably looks so different, too, because of all that bulk.
Probably.
They weren't expecting it. All right, so now we get to, I don't know, the high and the low. It's all in one. It's Monica is talking to Mary about, you know, how relentless. Again, I didn't see it that way, but then Mary says, you have a voice and they will hear it. And I was like, that's not the problem, Mary. We've been hearing it.
Mary siding with Monica is true chaotic evil.
Mary siding with Monica to me is the ultimate. If you can't beat them, join them.
So she's joining Monica?
Yeah, like, oh, we both hate Heather, I guess. So we have to join up.
Sure.
Her saying, I like Monica. She's pretty. I was like, okay, everything is so simple yet so complicated with Mary. She is so awkward with Andy. Has there ever been a more awkward person interact with Andy Cohen on the screen ever?
No.
You can tell she makes him very uncomfortable.
And vice versa.
Yeah, and this man interviewed Tom Sandoval. Andy has interviewed some truly unhinged people in his day. Kim Richards, when she was in her drug phase. He had like Lisa Rinna when she was really revved up. He had Teresa after she threw a table. I mean, he has and was going to jail. I mean, he has interviewed some people in some very tense, awkward situations. No one makes Andy Cohen look more uncomfortable than Mary.
No.
And she also like kind of shuts down, but then shares too much. Because I think we finally figured out why Mary and Monica were friends. And it's because they have no boundaries about their kids' intimacy.
I wanted my soul to leave my body when she was talking about her son and his intercourse. I truly just did not want to be watching or hearing any of it, nor did any of the housewives, if their faces were any indication.
Except Monica, who's like, yes, I'm interested. So I don't know why Mary says things on TV, and she seems to forget she's recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't care. I don't know. It's fascinating. When Andy said, you say everything to people's faces and it's shocking. And she replied, thank you, Andy. The confidence. I mean, I strive for it. I do think Mary was very entertaining for 99% of the time she was on the season. I found her 0% entertaining in the reunion. I did like her in the season. I'm not going to pretend like I didn't laugh my butt off about those fries in that van. I will never pretend like I didn't cry, laugh myself to sleep thinking about you called me a pornography. I mean, she had some solid grade A solid moments. She is perfect as a friend of. Do not enjoy her on the reunion.
She didn't need to be at the reunion.
She's not good on the fly in a group setting. She's
well, if she just gets mean and confusing.
Very mean. Very mean and very boundaryless. That the way this woman tried to convince us that Heather slightly rousing her decor was worse than calling her inbred was, I mean, I'm telling you, the confidence is unparalleled.
Does Mary think her decor looks good?
I can't figure it out because she did seem to get a little defensive of like, well, I had my house before I had this show and this money. So there's a part of me that feels like she thinks, I'm a little like there's things she doesn't love about it. Maybe she's heard enough chatter online now that she's like, oh, maybe there's some things that are a little embarrassing. But I think in general, she does see it as an extension of herself.
That's tough.
But Mary's house, I don't care how you cut it. That house forces you to rouse it.
Oh, yeah.
Even if I don't want to, I'll then see that weird chandelier she has. I'll see her mannequins in her room. If someone has a mannequin in their dressing room and expects me to be straight-faced about that, I'm sorry, you're out of luck.
If someone invites you into their dining room and shows you those chairs, there's no way you can't have a response.
Calling that Whoville was not the worst thing Heather could have said about her house. I actually felt like Heather had quite a bit of restraint.
Oh, way more restraint than you and I have talking on this podcast about Mary's house.
Yeah, I mean, I'll never be invited over. I'm okay with that. But Mary, I think, does know. I mean, she got rid of the green carpet, so clearly she does know there's some stuff we don't like about her house.
I'm sorry, green carpet was like last on my list of things that need to change about that house.
The AstroTurf carpet was like, yeah, it's bad, but like, just switch your chairs. Just get rid of these Chanel. If those Chanel pillows were made by Chanel, I'll cut my hair. There is no way they made those pillows.
No.
They look Etsy.
Good for that Etsy creator.
Yeah. Mary, first of all, only be a friend. Talk to your kids sometimes. I don't know. Maybe sometimes talk to your son.
Or don't, because I don't like the information we hear when you do.
Well, I mean, don't look over. Don't open his door while it's closed, but talk to him. Also, doesn't he live in like the pool house? What is she doing?
I don't know. I don't want to know.
I don't ever want to think about Mary's son. I do want her to be a friend of all the time. Thank you so much, Mary. Mary does not care if you call her a dumb bee. She does care if you razz her house. And that's Mary in one statement.
Not a good dress.
Bad. Another Motab dress.
Yeah.
She does seem to sincerely like Meredith.
Well, Meredith is giving nothing, so it's easy to like.
Meredith is giving corpse. It's amazing. I really love it. I will sell you something that happened to me halfway through the Mary and Whitney exchange. I mean, I have this revelation. Whitney's going to team up with Monica next season. I feel this strongly in my heart. I think next season, Whitney's going to be like, after hearing her story about her mom, I feel like Monica just needs a little love. She needs more support. I'm going to help her heal. I think that we all year have said, Whitney has no storyline. Whitney's not that interesting. Whitney's not been fun. And I think that Whitney knows we feel this way. And I feel strongly that Whitney is going to try and become friends with Monica.
Okay. I'd like to see that.
I would not. I don't. The amount of times we'd have to heal. Healing journey. I just think it's definitely going to happen. Next week, I am so not anxious to hear what Monica has to say. That burn book makes me want to pluck my eyes out and put them in a jar. The theatrics of it is so stupid.
Yeah, it's pretty chooky. I am interested to hear what she has to say. Not because I think she'll have a good defense. I'm just wondering what the defense is. Like, what could she possibly say?
The only thing is, again, and I wish Monica would have talked to me a month ago. I would say to Monica, own what you did. Just own it. Yeah, I did. I did do that. I didn't like you guys because I did not like Jen. And by extension, to bring Jen down, I had to bring you all down. It was bad of me. Yep, you could probably hate me about it, but my number one goal in life was to bring down Jen Shah. If Monica could lean into that, we would all be like, good for you, Monica. But Monica is like a petulant child. I have a 13-year-old roommate. He lied to me last week. The way he got so mad, I was like, so you're lying. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know when a kid is caught in the corner and they're just like, no, I didn't, no, I didn't, no, I didn't. And you're like, well, no, I absolutely know you did. Like, right. Monica, just the first time, don't make us listen to Tanisha's audio. And that's the other thing is Monica's, where'd you get that audio? From my best friend? Like, you're the victim. You've also released Tanisha's audio. You two are even. You're even. It's coming out in the wash. Don't try to make yourself a victim with Tanisha. Don't try to make yourself a victim of, like, you were a troll account. That's fine. It sounds like a little bit of a Robin Hood troll account. You wanted to take Jan Shenzha. Again, I have no issues with that. Just say it spiraled out of control. I got high on my own supply. I wanted to take down everyone. I liked how it made me feel. But yeah, I started it to take Jan Shenzha because someone should have. Just
yeah, but I wonder if she'll ever get to an apology.
What is she going to apologize for? She doesn't think she did anything wrong.
But I wonder if she ever will get to a place where she feels like she did something wrong.
Well, that was six other people. That was six other people. It was six other people. Like, that's the thing that I'm like, next week, if I have to hear it was six people, great. So six of you were wrong. Six of you were mean.
You're 1/6 responsible.
I'm so fascinated about how I'm going to feel about this Jen Shah stalking thing. Because at first I was like, who cares if she's like driving past Jen's house? But then when they brought up, well, you set up all her cameras, I was like, oh, hey, now, wait now. So you're not just driving past her house. Like, you're kind of, I can't wait to see what happens. Cause it feels like they were insinuating that she was like tapping into the security system and watching the Shaw family. And that is creepy.
That's the Ed Harris and Truman Show level, which I respect.
Yeah. I just don't like that part. And again, I'll say the viciousness in which she seems to hate Lisa is just really unenjoyable. It's not enjoyable. I don't know what Lisa did to Monica, but I do know Lisa has done worse things to Meredith, and they're fine because that's what you do with coworkers. You get over it and you keep working together.
You just get through the day, you know?
You just get through the day. But like the person, I was like, it feels like Lisa hit Monica's dog or something. Like the absolute vitriol that she comes to Lisa with is just so fascinating to me.
Well, I wish, sure, because Lisa's queen bee.
I think Heather's queen bee.
I don't know. I think Lisa was queen bee this season.
You think so? I feel like
it was a
season. Don't you remember?
I mean, I think they both had great seasons, but I think that the people were trying to win over Lisa the most.
She did seem to have a influence. There was that fight with Lisa because they liked Lisa. You know, Lisa and Whitney were hanging out and Heather didn't like that. And then there was that thing. But there was that thing, remember, of Angie and Heather were hanging out and Lisa was very hurt by that. Yeah, I don't know. Either way, it was fruit leather season.
Yeah. For sure. And I love a good fruit leather.
I am so into fruit leather. May they ever rain. Unless I find out something about why she didn't tell us the truth about Jen Shah. Okay, I like Heather now. Everyone put a pin in that. Because the thing that I cannot let go of Heather is, when you knew she was guilty, when you knew she defrauded elderly people, were you still protecting her? And if the answer to that is yes, it's going to be a tough one for me. It's going to be very tough for me to be on Heather's side.
It's going to be very tough. I agree. We'll find out next week. And we'll be here to talk about it. So thanks for joining us for this lull of an hour, reunion hour. We were delightful, obviously.
Obviously.
But we'll be back next week for the real hits. They'll play kids, if you will. So people know MGMT.
Yeah. I mean, people who listen to us, listen, we're all millennials and we should just be fine with that.
If you're Gen Z and listening to this, I'm sorry.
Well, if you're Gen Z and listening to this, how are you so confident?
Tell us your secrets. Tell me this, Gen Z. What pants am I supposed to be wearing lately? Because I can't figure it out.
And also, Gen Z, do you just wake up feeling like anyone who interacts with me today, lucky them? You do have that aura, and it's not, that is not shade. That is admiration.
That is, I wish I were you every day. But anyway, get back to me on the pants. Thanks for listening, whether you're Gen Z, whether you're millennial, whether you're Gen X, whether you're a boomer. I don't know the other ones. Okay.
No greatest gen. No greatest gen. No, we don't want them.
Thanks for your service, but this isn't for you. Okay. Goodbye.